Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
All right, today on the show, we are talking about affiliate marketing and how you can use AI to just level up your game and make tons of cash on the internet. So, but before we get into this, a lot of people think of affiliate marketing. The term's been around a long time. Seems kind of scammy, doesn't seem legit. Jaden, what would you say to those people?
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I had the same stigma for a long time where I'm just like, oh, affiliate marketing, like, you know, it's someone that's going to like go and just like get this like affiliate link and try to like spam it in a million emails to, you know, spam emails to people and stuff. No, affiliate marketing is an awesome business model, you know, when done right. Essentially, someone has a product, they want you to help them find customers for it. And I've personally used affiliate marketing and been, you know, really seen really a lot of success in it. When I was running Self Pause, which is the number one AI life coach, we had an affiliate marketing program back then. We've since turned it off for now. But we had like, I think like 80 different affiliates. And I was thrilled every time one of those affiliates would send traffic and send people to sign up for the for our platform. And I was happy to give them like a cut in whatever it was. I think affiliate marketing when done right can be a phenomenal tool. So today on the podcast, we're going to talk about how to do it right and how to make money from this, because there's a ton of people that want that help. And AI is the perfect tool to scale up traffic for affiliate marketing like nothing else.
Absolutely. So there's kind of just two different trains of thought when it comes to affiliate marketing. You can be someone who's promoting products, and that's kind of like the low tier version of affiliate marketing, where you're taking like an Amazon product and promoting it either on social media or a blog, doing a review of that item. And then if someone clicks on your link and buys the product, you get a commission. The issue with some of those things is that if you, for example, promote a $100 product, you may get a dollar or two maybe every time someone clicks on your link, where like kind of what Jaden alluded to, when it comes to software and services, those commissions are typically a lot higher. So, but first I wanted to talk about the, you know, the low tier, the one that is pretty easy for anyone to get into. And that is the products side of things. And the first tool I wanted to talk about that will help you with that is called Gizmo with 2 Z's. I just came across this. I think it's super powerful, but, it is a tool that will allow you to go to Amazon and you can find any product and add it to your Gizmo profile, and it will in literally seconds create an entire blog post on that product, text, images, links, everything, giving, you know, a general review of that that product. And it takes it from a lot of the customer reviews. It, you know, it does pros and cons. You can even compare it to other items. And so it's really just a super powerful tool. So I would start there if you're kind of just new to this whole world of affiliate marketing. But Jaden, what do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a great strategy. So really, affiliate marketing, you just, what it really is there's businesses with products and they're trying to get more customers, and they're probably doing the generic stuff like some Facebook ads or some Google ads or whatever. Mm-hmm. And when they open up an affiliate marketing channel, in my mind, really what they're saying is they're like, hey, we want the growth hackers to come in and think of these like crazy marketing channels that we haven't thought of and do it. So that's one side of it. Of course, the other side that a lot of people talk about is like, oh, if there's like a big influencer and they got a big following, they can promote the product, mm-hmm, and get a commission. I honestly think that's probably a much less common way of affiliate marketing. I think a lot of people might think that that's like how affiliate marketing goes, like, oh, I just need like a big audience. You know, that's the only way I'm going to be able to sell a lot of products. But like in reality, Jamie, you know this because you're a celebrity on YouTube. when you have like a big channel, like you're not just promoting an affiliate product in a video. You're typically doing like a brand comes to you, you're doing a custom brand deal. They're going to pay you whether the product sells or not. Like you have different things. And so I think of influencers much prefer that kind of method, and they generally steer away from just doing like affiliate stuff. So I know a lot of people think like, oh, I can't do it because I'm not a big influencer. absolutely not necessary. You just have to be a growth hacker. You have to find some of these tools, mm-hmm. like Jamie was mentioning with, what's it called? Gizmo?
Gizmo. Yep. G-I-Z-Z-M-O. Yep. So, yeah. And I mean, yeah. So, I mean, and that just comes, you know, from kind of what Jaden is talking about. If you, if you're willing to learn, you know, search engine optimization, or, you know, how to build an email list, or even a podcast is a great way to start, affiliate marketing, even without, you know, like you said, building a giant social media following, those type of, I mean, even from my experience with social media, promoting products and trying to earn affiliate commissions, you know, that's a grind, and that's extremely hard, even if you do have a large following, unless you're promoting more expensive products and services. You know, there's this girl on Instagram. She's like, I made $4 million in the past 9 months with affiliate marketing and working 2 hours a day, but she's promoting, it's a $2,500 course. And every time she sells the course, it's an affiliate marketing course. So she's okay. The affiliate marketing course. It's a $2,500 course. Every time she sells it, she gets $1,000.
Ooh, wow. That's some good commission.
So it's, yeah, there's another one called Master Resell Rights. Those are like the higher expensive courses where the creator, you know, they made a digital product, their work is done. So if they, it's like an infinite money glitch. If they give someone $1,000, but they get $1,500 every time, you know, that's really the benefit for the companies in this, especially in that scenario. But, it's really interesting. So, go ahead, Jane.
Oh, what I was going to ask you about is like specifically tell us about that tool, what it does. Like maybe for people that are like, you know, have been doing affiliate marketing before, they just hear, tool generate some content. They're like, their mind's like, click, click, click. I know what to do. For people that are like uninitiated, walk us through what the tool does and why and how this helps pretty much.
Sure. Yeah. So Gizmo, you'd have to have a blog in place or start a blog. And if you are in the, you know, the website building world, you would want to have it be a themed website. So maybe just even, let's say you're reviewing tech. So I review cameras, and it's a camera review blog you started. So what you would do is you would go find, like I'm shooting on the Sony ZV-E10. I would go find that on Amazon, add it to Gizmo, and then click a button, and it literally will generate an entire blog post for you, all the text, images, content with links. So then you would just go do that for another product within that genre of tech reviews, or you could even get more specific. You know, the more specific you get with affiliate, with your search engine optimization, with your website you're building, the better. A lot of people think that that's a bad strategy, but when it comes to this kind of stuff, if you're trying to rank on Google or you're trying to provide helpful information, you want to be as niche down as possible when it comes to this stuff. So,
yeah, I think that's such an interesting idea too, of like an AI tool, because like, it's not just like an article writer. It's like an article writer that specifically reviews products from Amazon links and compares them to others. So it's really cool. Automatically throws your affiliate links in there. Really, really cool. And I think that, you know, just take the concept there, right? So theoretically, you have a blog, you plug this thing in, you get it to generate, you know, 500 articles about different products that some of them start to rank on Google, and all of a sudden you get traffic and you make money from the affiliate. So like, that's like a growth hacking strategy. And when you look at affiliate marketing, it's really all about growth hacking strategies. You know, I haven't done this specifically with affiliate marketing, but I've done this just for like getting people to download my app, Self Pause. And that was that I did like this podcast strategy where I essentially I created like a podcast that was in my niche. I got ChatGPT to write a script. I got Well Said Labs, which is a text to voice AI tool, to read the script, and I would post them on the podcast. And I made like, I think I made 10 podcasts in my niche all about my product. And two of those podcasts got over 100,000 downloads on them. And all of them are like, you know, they're talking about something in my niche and also saying, hey, go download my app. So that's like a growth hacking strategy that you can use for affiliate marketing or for promoting any product. But really, you just like, when you do affiliate marketing, you got to think like, what are the growth hacking strategies? Do this, you know, this crazy podcast thing, or do this thing with Gizmo or whatever, right? Are there any other tools that you saw that might be interesting for affiliate marketing?
Yeah. I mean, we kind of have talked about this, briefly before, but you know, if you are doing the more social media type affiliate marketing, there's a lot of tools out there. My favorites are Canva, which has recently integrated a lot of AI features to do all your graphics for you. Even motion graphics, a lot of people think it's just like a graphic design similar like to Photoshop, but they have tons of open source videos you can use. So you can make social media posts without ever having to really create the actual content. You're just kind of building it yourself. So that's Canva is a super powerful tool. It's free. And then also ManyChat is a, I wouldn't really call it AI, but it's an automation service for Instagram. I know specifically it's for Instagram. I think they have other integrations as well, but that
would basically, use it for Facebook.
But you do? Okay. That's kind of like a chat bot for new customers who are, you're trying to sell an offer or if you want to send them a link.
Tell us about ManyChat. Like how would you set that up or what have you used it for?
Great. So ManyChat is, it's an app. So you'd connect it to your Instagram or Facebook. And basically what you would say is if you're interested in, what I'm talking about, if you're interested in this camera, for example, comment, Sony, and I will send you, the best sale price. There's a really great sale going on right now. I'll send you a link, comment Sony and I'll send you a link. That's kind of the basics of it. And then, the automation ManyChat would send them, the link with maybe some other helpful information, a coupon code or something. And that's kind of a sales strategy. And it's been proven that I think there's over twice the conversion rate of just spamming people with link or saying, click the link below. For some reason it is not as enticing to people as a chat bot. And then also the Instagram algorithm punishes you for posting links. So it's kind of a way around that. So it's
genius.
It's pretty interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting. I've seen a lot of influencers do it. In fact, like I've DM'd influencers stuff, like, you know, their keyword before, cause I want their thing. I mean, I've even done it on LinkedIn where they're like, hey, like there's this whole LinkedIn post about something very specific that I'm interested in. And they're like, if you want like my like sheet of contacts for people in this industry, or like, if you want my like a template for this tool or X, Y, and Z, just comment like this thing. And so, yeah, I think it's a great way to like, you know, on the Instagram thing, get like conversations going with the people that you like. It almost feels like, oh, like I'm friends with this influencer because I'm messaging them and they're messaging me, even though, you know, it's all just an automated chat bot and it could be sending like affiliate links and whatever else. So, so many cool tools out there. I think affiliate marketing is absolutely ripe for disruption right now with everything happening in AI. So I would encourage everyone listening to like go do some research. If this is something that you've done before in the past, the game is completely changed. There's so many ways to explode this. If this is something you're new to, there's so many opportunities. So thanks so much for tuning in to the AI chat or the AI Hustle podcast, for listening to some of these tools and ideas. Big shout out to Jamie for doing the research and all the hard work on this episode. Make sure to rate us wherever you get your podcasts and have a fantastic rest of your day.
See ya.